I was raised on the swamp by my old grandpa. He ate turtle meat, a fish called gar. Grandpa,
how would you like to go around the country known as Shanna Banana? That's how singer-songwriter and guitarist Shanna Smith from St. Petersburg prefers to be known by kids. It's a name she adopted a very long time ago.
Well, my real name is Shanna. It's spelled S-H-A-N-A, so people would always say Shana or Shauna. So ever since I was 6 months old, my parents would say, no, it's Shanna, like banana, right? So now it's stuck, such my parents and my sister actually call me Banana.
Old Mr. Neal was a funny old man. He walked around town with a bucket in his hand. In his bucket were some papers so he could read the news. He always asked his Betty about the purple thingaroo. So who's got the purple thingaroo?
Kids love her shows. It's easy to see why with such song titles as If I Ate My House and Toothbrush Rock. Shanna says she learned the art of educating and entertaining children from being around her mom.
She was a preschool owner here in Gainesville, as a matter of fact, for 20 years. Her experience with children was she used a psychological method of being a child, not being a grown-up trying to teach a child. If you're a child, you have a natural curiosity, you have a natural intuition, and you approach it with sort of a celebration, sort of a, wow, this is so cool, isn't it?
Shanna's been touring around the country and is especially proud of being invited to perform at the 2000 Easter Egg Roll at the White House in Washington, D.C.
That was probably the best experience I've had in my life. Without a doubt. I mean, if I ever complain about anything now, I just tell people, just slap me because I got to play at the White House. It was great. There were 30,000 people there, and I got my own stage, which was really, really cool. And I got to do three shows to an extremely receptive audience.
She's only been doing the Shanna Banana show for kids for about 4 years, but now she can't imagine ever giving up the act.
I have to admit that the banana thing has had a greater demand, which is fine with me because the joy involved is great. But there's so many applications, and now all of a sudden, I can't write about enough things. I mean, being a kid, when you were a kid, how many different topics can you think of that a kid would enjoy that pertains to being a kid? So I could just write my whole life and not even cover all the topics that could be covered for the banana show.
There is another side of Shanna's personality that pulls at her. She's a graduate of the University of Florida, where she pursued a career that also influences what she writes about.
I have a master's degree in oceanography, and I realized a couple of years ago that all that marine science and environmental training actually applies to songwriting.
I extricate myself with the jaws of life.
Shanna Banana just completed making a video, an experience she says influenced her to write about 14 television scripts in hopes of one day having her own TV show. Shanna will be performing a children's show today at 2:30 at Borders Books Music and Cafe, and her show for grown-ups is at 8 o'clock. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
The California hills, they are so golden. Never mind the smog. I saw it too in Tampa once when no rain had fallen.